Episode 2394, A Little Less Worry and A Lot More Calm.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy big day, it's Friday. I hope you've had a fabulous week and are ready for the weekend. I know for me, I'm already planning what I want to do and what I want to not do, if that makes any sense. But take a deep breath. It is Confessions of an Upset Mama, and you know what? School's around the corner. I know, but we got to start preparing. So a little less worry and a lot more calm. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. So why does parenting have to be so challenging? Invite yourself into a little less worry and a lot more calm. This is where you find parental peace. Don't you want to find some peace today? Wouldn't it be nice if you could actually have maybe some solitude, not where you're just by yourself, but solitude as in then this calmness, something that just kind of relaxes you? Wouldn't it be nice not to be so stressed out about your kids? They think they have it tough, but just you wait. When they become a parent, they will understand where you and I have been standing. But you know what? Parenting is tough. It's a mental game. It's a physical battle. It's a psychological challenge, and it's a financial commitment. None of which we were told before. Well, you know what? Surprise! Maybe you planned, maybe you didn't. Maybe you prayed, maybe you hoped. But now you're a parent, regardless of how you now claim your child. You're a parent, and you have a responsibility to raise your child to be the best that he or she can be. And you want, obviously, what's best for your child. And at the same time, though, you want to give your child everything. Why? Because maybe you didn't have everything. I know, I get it. We want to give our children more than what we had, whether it's better grades, whether it's a car before they graduate, whether it's just being able to provide a nice house and food and clothing to where, you know, they don't feel like they have to want for anything. I don't know where you sit right now as a parent and what you actually said when you found out you were going to be with child. So I want you to think back for a moment. Why do you parent the way you do? And that's a really hard question, and I don't expect you to answer it completely right now. But I want you to give it some really good, heartful thought. Because otherwise, what you're doing most of the time, unfortunately, and I know I've been there, I do it, and I really have to watch myself. We are leading our lives in worry wonderland. That's where we live. That's where we hang out. Because we want to provide for our child. We want to give them the best. We want them to be the best. Rightfully so. But we can't go along in worry wonderland and think that it's not going to have an effect on us or even our children. The only way to escape it is to be calm. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be calm. C-A-L-M. And yes, you know, it's an acronym. So let's break it down. Number one, C, you got to claim your day. Part of the worry can come from your attitude. No Monday morning blues or any day of the week blues, for that matter of fact. You've got today. So you got to be present. You got to claim your day. Don't sit there and be like, oh man, if only I should have. If I just would have done this, or I could have done that. If you parent from the back seat, always looking backwards, do you think you're ever going to look and move forward? No, you're not. Because you're always cleaning up messes. Now, yes, there will be seasons that you got to clean up messes. And there will be moments that are like, okay, it's just a little moment. The pot was stirred, but I can get through it. So claim your day. When you do that, you don't allow everybody else to influence how you are coming into your day. You get to choose how you feel. You get to choose who you are and how you show up. So claim your day. A, accelerate your control. Now, I love this one. So listen up, because I know you're sitting here going, wait, accelerate my control? Yes. Use no and yes. Be firm with your direction and definition. You control yourself. Notice here, it's not about controlling your child, because good luck with that. I don't care if they're 2 months old, 2 years old, 20 years old, or, well, we can't go that much further, but 40, 60, 80, right? We just keep adding by 20s. What it leads to is more frustration if you're trying to control your child all the time. Accelerate your control. What can you change? How can you approach the situation differently? Use no and yes, not, well, maybe I'll think about it. Oh, I'm so good at the maybes. Are you? I think I get a gold medal for that, seriously. I'm like, yeah, I'll think about it. You know, maybe we can do that. I'm sitting there going, really? What about a yes or no? Maybe it's a cop-out, and I'm calling myself on it. It's just that we don't want to make the decision. We don't want to maybe be disrupted a little bit. We're doing something else, and if we have to stop and say no or yes, that's going to require follow-up. Who wants to follow up when you're doing something you already like, whether you're scrolling through your feed, ordering something from Amazon Prime, or maybe you're sitting there just daydreaming, doing absolutely nothing, or watching the Olympics? Accelerate your control. Make some decisions. You control yourself. Be firm with your direction and your definition. And I promise you, you will have influence over your child. You will impact them because they are watching you. They're watching every single thing that you do. So C is claim your day. A is accelerate your control. Number 3, L, lead with joy. Now, you may not like the situation your child is in, but be the hope for her and lead with joy. And remember this, your joy isn't found in your situation. A lot of people say, well, Christiane, if it's something bad, for example, my child's in jail, or my child got a DUI, or my child got a speeding ticket, or my child, you know, was messed up in the wrong crowd. Yeah, that's not a great situation, is it? No one wants to be in that situation. But remember, your joy isn't found in the situation. It's found in who gets you through it all. God's got you and your child. So yes, you're going to have concern, but you don't have to have worry. So lead with joy. There are so many situations, so many stories I could sit and tell you about regards to my 5 children, different circumstances, different times of their lives. And I would just sit back on my knees going, Lord, I don't get this. I want to take this pain away. I want to make this better for them. I want to, whatever it was. I gave it to him, which gave me the opportunity to still lead with joy, even though maybe the situation, really, I couldn't do anything. My hands were tied. Sometimes it's waiting it out. Maybe you've experienced something at school with your child, cheating. There's been a lot of talk about that during the pandemic. Got a lot of people at school, but at home, and they have access to things. Even with a lockdown browser, you can find another way to get the answers. And so maybe your child was questioned about cheating. I don't know your circumstances, but what I do know is that your circumstances and your situation with your child does not define who you are as a parent. So lead with joy. Give it to him. He will carry you through. Be calm. And finally, number 4, M, magnify your influence. Take aim. Be the role model of what you want your child to see in himself. What do you want her to see when she looks in the mirror? You've got to magnify your influence. That means, yes, you just can't always do what you want to do. Sometimes you have to listen more. You have to be there more. You have to understand more. you have to be calm more. Because that's what parenting requires. Parenting isn't for the weak. And in actuality, parenting really makes us stronger. It makes our reflection stronger. So what do you want to gift your child? If you could sit down today and look in the mirror and say, you know what? I want to give this to my child. I love this about me. I want to give that to them. I want to give this to them. But what would you keep away from them? Oh yeah, I don't want this and I don't want that. For me, I can think of a few things. I am very determined. You tell me no, that I can't do something, you better believe I'm going to find a way. I will move a mountain and then some, but I'm going to find a way. But in the same sentence, I also can get fussy and angry and frustrated. Now, I used to anger more quickly, and it used to set me off. If the kids didn't do something I wanted to do the very first time, I would be like, are you serious? And it wouldn't be necessarily yelling directly at them, but my tone said it that way. And that was wrong for me as a mom. They understand a little bit more now, but that doesn't make it acceptable. So I had to make some changes. And so when you look at what you want to gift your child from your good, bad, and ugly, what do you want to make sure that you're showing them? That's the good. The bad and the ugly, you're going to show that to them too. But you got to own it differently. So magnify your influence. Be the role model. If you make a mistake, own it. It's okay. Say I was wrong. Say, you know what? Mama doesn't have it always right, but I'm trying. The good, don't sit there and say, I told you so. That doesn't work either. You let it be a gift and you let them take that gift and use it. And as they grow up, watch them flourish. That's how you magnify your influence. It's not about pointing fingers. And as parents, I think unfortunately, we are parenting the way we saw it parent. And some of us were blessed with excellent parents. They still made mistakes, but they were still good. But a lot of us did not have that. And there isn't a book that says this is how you do it, because the situations and circumstances and seasons and the years and the technology and the advancements, it changes all the time, but you can have a basic foundation in which to lead your child. So be calm. And you can be concerned, but it's a little less worry and a lot more calm. Go out today, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day and a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.